smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Gaston's Interior Design. We use antlers in all of our decorations.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Steve, have you ever been to a circus?
I've been to a couple of circuses.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What kind of circuses did you go to?
The Wrigley Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's.
Oh.
I know. Can you say that three times fast?
No, I can barely say it once.
I don't know how that name got so long over the years, but it feels like it's
kept adding to it like a remarried woman.
Right? That and what's the one that the kids, they help the kids? With the hats? I can't remember.
The Shriners?
Yes, they had a circus as well.
Oh, did they?
Something like that.
I didn't know that.
Back in the day, but I've never been to a big top one.
No.
No.
I don't think I've ever been to a circus in a tent.
No, exactly.
That's never been something that I've been accustomed to.
It would be fun, though. I would dig it.
Would you?
I'd be all about it. It'd be fun.
It could be intriguing, I suppose. But today we're going to go to a very different kind of circus.
Yes.
And go and watch Dumbo. If I can make it through this discussion without crying, I will be very happy. This movie is so emotional, isn't it?
It really is.
Like, every emotion. It kind of runs the gamut of every emotion.
Yeah, a lot of the Disney movies always have been pretty emotional. But I think this is kind of a... No, I guess... Have we already watched some already that have been pretty emotional?
Somewhat. There have been some that have been terrifying, like Pinocchio has been terrifying.
Yeah.
But I think this is the first time that we have a Disney movie really amp up the emotional side of their story. And it's a mixture, I think, of the story itself and their animation.
Right.
When you look at Snow White, when they're being sad about her supposedly dying, it's a sad thing. But the animation and the music, it doesn't quite hit you the same as the animation and the music in Dumbo.
No, it's those big blue eyes. That's what gets
right?
You. Yeah.
He screws you over with them big blue eyes. But I mean, you're laughing, you're angry, you're sad, you're excited, you're happy for him, you know, like I run the gamut of emotions in that movie, and it's like the shortest movie ever.
Yeah, they pack a wallop in that 62 minutes, don't they?
They literally just pick up their emotion bat and smack you in the head with
truly.
It.
Truly.
It's just right off,
even the ending sequence that is what's so happy about the movie, it lasts for, I think, 35 seconds.
Right.
Of them on the train.
All the happiness is crammed into the last 35 seconds of the movie.
There you go, happy, moving on.
Now, Dumbo is the only ride that you remember riding as a kid at Disneyland.
Oh, absolutely. So I have a lot of soft spots in my heart for Dumbo.
Right.
Because of that reason, that it was fun, that, you know, my sister got to push the up button, I got to push the down button. I was afraid of heights, didn't want to go that high. Or the other way around, one of the two.
Sure.
But we recently just went on that ride, and it still scares me because, like, I know how physics works now. So I was afraid to be on the end of that metal arm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope we don't break it.
Well, to be fair, if you and another full-grown adult hadn't been in the same elephant, it might not have been quite as scary.
As scary, and it was all, holding on for dear life the whole time, and you're like swooping back around to hit the branches as you come back around. But
are there branches around the one at Disneyland?
For me, in my mind, they seem like they become awfully close. Meanwhile, smash cut to the kids that are in the elephants in front of behind us, and they're having a great time. And it's like a mother and like three kids,
right?
And there's still plenty of room for them to jump around and have a good time, and we're like crammed in there. It's awful.
So when you wrote it as a kid, did you correlate between the movie and the ride, or
I honestly don't think I'd seen the movie really. So no, there was no correlation that way for me. But we liked it so much that our first art project together was Dumbo.
It was. Totally forgot that we did Dumbo.
Do you remember drawing all that?
Yeah, because we decided that we were going to paint something.
Yeah.
And you were very serious, and you did a very geometric painting.
I have no art skills whatsoever.
I think you were just nervous about painting in front of me at the time.
It was the first time I had ever done it, really. You had to teach me how to mix white into colors, and I found that very fascinating. Oh, I can make a whole new shade of blue. Look at this.
And I didn't know what to do, and I don't know how I settled on Dumbo.
Because you knew I liked it as a ride, and so you said, oh, I'll just do this.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I painted Dumbo.
Yeah.
He's very easy to draw. He's just a little round thing with big ears.
Oh. You know?
He's very sweet.
Just like me.
No, don't say that. Your ears are normal size.
Yeah, I'm much closer to Jumbo than Dumbo. The full-size mama envelope.
Too, you know. Right. I always thought it was a little sad that everyone called him Dumbo, even after they knew his name was Jumbo Jr.
Right.
It's very sad that his mom named him Jumbo Jr. and then everyone just calls him Dumbo.
No, it's kind of one of those moments that you just own it at that point. You're like, I'm Dumbo and I'm fantastic.
You're taking back the night.
Exactly. I'm fantastic. Why should I change my name?
I remember the opening sequence of this very clearly. We had it on a VHS tape and it wasn't ever perfect. I don't know what happened. I'm sure we recorded it off TV at some point. And so there were parts where it would skip.
And I'm pretty sure that y'all wore out the videotape.
Oh, we wore it out. Yes, for sure.
That tracking knob went up and down, trying everything it could to make that video look good, but it just did not happen.
Exactly.
Google it, kids.
Google it. But I remember the storks coming and delivering the animal babies so clearly.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that really has stuck with me, oddly enough.
Well, and then we just recently have seen a movie that had almost that same opening of some kind. What do you remember what it was? Neither do I.
With babies being delivered by a stork?
By storks. And there was I think it was called them. It was a storks. Is that a new movie that just came out?
Right,
and
it had Kelsey Grammer
in there and stuff right?
Yeah.
Totally stole the whole thing from Dumbo opening
sequence.
There
you
go. Which is fine.
Did your parents ever try to convince you that babies came from storks?
I'm still convinced to this day that that's how they come.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I will just leave it at that then.
It's not.
This is not that kind of podcast. This is a family show.
Oh, gosh.
But it starts right away with playing with my emotions at the very beginning, because the little animals are so cute,
so
and
cute.
The parents are so happy to get the their babies.
The kangaroo just bounces into the pouch, and mom wakes up.
Well, she looks down, and the kangaroo's like laying there like he just owns the place. Like, you just got here.
Right?
Start paying rent. But then it hits me immediately with being sad, because Mrs. Jumbo's watching the other people get their babies, and she doesn't get one.
Yeah, and she was expecting and everything.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
And then we have the appearance of the stork, played by Sterling Hollowell. And this is his first voice acting job for Disney. But you'll know him best as Winnie the Pooh. He plays Ka in The Jungle Book.
Oh, okay. He's famous.
He's all over Disney.
Yeah.
And another extremely famous actress, I wish I could remember her name, she plays kind of the haughty elephant, and she plays a lot of characters for Disney in the upcoming years. She plays like the Queen of Hearts and things like that.
I do love that character.
She's very prolific. So they found these great voices in this movie that they use subsequently. Continuing on.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But what was up with those mean women elephant?
They were all over the place, weren't they?
No, they were in one place. And it was not pleasant.
Well, I mean, like, at the beginning of the movie, they're like, all very excited for Mrs. Jumbo.
Oh, they were. You are right. Yep,
By the way, we never see Mr. Jumbo, even though she's Mrs. Jumbo.
Who needs it when you have a stork?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But they're all excited for the baby to get there. And then they almost immediately make fun of his ears.
Yeah.
And then they tisk-tisk Mrs. Jumbo after she has her incident. Then they freeze out Dumbo so he's not part of their group. Then they get mad. You know, like, their emotions are all over the place in this movie.
Well, that's what it is. Those, they're the catty women neighbors that are, you know, all getting together and talking across the street.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Y'all know who that is.
Mm-hmm. I just always get mad at the end when they're all happy and singing along. And we're like, no, you right. don't get to be happy.
What you repentance were did you have?
You got hit with some peanuts. That is not enough. You were
for
mean
y'all
to this,
be friends at this point.
You were mean to this infant. For the whole movie.
It's true.
Terrible.
It's true. Yeah, so don't be that neighbor, guys.
Yeah, don't be that.
Don't be that. Even in the end, if it works out fine, but still.
I also love the little mannerisms that they give Dumbo that he carries throughout the whole movie. So you see him at the beginning, he's holding, the elephants hold each other's tails as they walk.
Yeah.
And little Dumbo's holding on to his mom's tail.
How cute was that?
So cute.
And then he was holding on to Timothy's tail right. as Timothy was guiding him through.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. And he's always wide-eyed and ready to, you know, believe and trust someone that's nice to him. Aww. And I think it's so cute.
And I was shocked that everybody else speaks in the movie, and I just assumed, and in my mind I feel like I've heard him speak enough. Mm-hmm. But you're like, no, everything that you hear from him is all through his actions and his, you know,
he's almost
his body language.
Body language. Ha. Yeah, he is a fully pantomime character.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a word and carries the whole movie anyway.
Which adds to his cuteness, right?
Right. You don't want to put a voice on it.
It ruins everything.
It'll ruin it. Hear this, kids? If you don't have a voice, don't start talking right. now.
And the Casey Jr. train.
Yeah.
Is this the only time that we see the train? Is it in movies in the future that I don't know about?
They might reference it. It might be a background character. But really, this is the only time it's featured in a film.
Huh. How and iconic.
It's I want to say they were probably thinking about doing a little engine that could story.
Mm.
Because you hear when he's going up the hill, he's saying, I think I can, I think I can.
Yeah.
And then he gets over the hill and goes down and says, I thought I could, I thought I could. And so I think maybe they were thinking about doing a little engine that could short or something. And they're like, oh, we could just use this train.
Which is what I tell myself every morning I'm trying to get out of bed. Just like, I think I can, I think I can. And as I'm falling down the stairs, oh, I thought I could.
I'm so glad that you could relate so right? much to this train.
Now I'll just have to whistle a little cute song along Woo! The way, and I'll be happy to.
And they have the Casey Jr. train at Disneyland. I wonder if they have it at Disney World.
Hmm. That's the first time that I saw the reference of it was that, as you said, mm-hmm. I just asked what the train was. You told me what it was. I still had no idea what that meant. And then throughout the years, I've now realized, but then I didn't know this is where I was going to realize it from. So right. for me, it was pretty shocking to find out that, I don't know. I just kind of thought that it would be used in other films as well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Just that one.
Apparently. I'll keep an eye out. I'll
right. You know it, maybe in the future, we'll notice him somewhere else.
I come across it again.
Then we get to kind of the kicking off point of the story when Dumbo is assaulted by teenagers at the circus.
Oh my gosh.
And she goes full mama on
right?
the teenagers and is pissed that these guys are picking on her kid.
Yeah.
And has a full-blown meltdown.
Right. I don't know if they were supposed to be the jackasses from Pinocchio, but they were sure playing them
off. Right. These are kids that are going to end up on Pleasure Island.
But they did, right? They kind of had a donkey-esque vibe about
they
them.
Did.
They look like those kids. Like, they probably were the leftover animation sitting on the right. floor somewhere, and they're like, we'll throw you in this.
We watched some behind-the-scenes stuff, and they said that it was very much more caricature
yeah.
than trying to draw realism. And so I think they exaggerated kind of that jerky teenager gawky kind of style of person.
It did not feel exaggerated. It feels spot on.
Oh, teenagers. Y'all are awful.
And if you're that teenager.
Well, and I thought it was really brave of a teenager to climb into an elephant pen and grab hold of a baby elephant.
Yeah.
I would be terrified.
It was the 40s.
I guess.
The way they lived back then. You've heard stories. Your grandpa of. Fish with dynamite. I mean,
that's true. They were a little wild back then. But she has a rightfully so has a meltdown.
Yeah.
And then they lock her up and call her a mad elephant. It's yeah. very sad.
It's That is a really sad spot.
Yeah. And then the other elephants are mean to Dumbo.
Yeah, of course they are.
This poor little infant elephant.
It's neglectful.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
But then we get introduced to my favorite character, which is Timothy.
Yeah.
And I mentioned back when we watched Pinocchio that I didn't really like Jiminy Cricket all that much. I didn't feel like Jiminy Cricket was a really good help for Pinocchio.
He wasn't, but he's so much fun. Who cares?
I care. Because you have someone like Timothy, who is extremely proactive in taking care of Dumbo.
Yeah.
He becomes a surrogate father for the elephant. You know, he gets a little bit of revenge on the gossipy lady elephants, and then he goes and immediately takes care of Dumbo.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the kind of person that I felt like Jiminy Cricket's character should have been. But wasn't.
And they probably learned that over time as well, too, right? That, mm-hmm. like, they're like, that character didn't quite work. What can we do to, you know, soften him up and make it a little bit more useful to the storyline?
Yeah, I feel like Timothy is a little bit more proactive in the story versus Jiminy Cricket, who is more reactive to what's going on.
Yeah, and that's one of the luxuries we have is judging it in 2018,
right.
A 1940s film.
Right.
We have years of...
Nothing
perspective to look
perfect,
back on.
But you know, I love the character of Timothy much more.
Right, you can see that Disney's really starting to help us form our opinions on what's good.
Right, that's a very good point. They really have shaped your ideal of who a helper is versus everybody else.
Right,
I guess.
Yeah.
But then we get to the point where. Timothy's trying to help Dumbo and they build the elephant pyramid.
Yeah.
And I feel it's like such a weird scene.
But I feel like I've seen this trick done before, or maybe I haven't, where they have elephants standing on balls and stuff at circuses. Like, this is a real thing, right? Is it not?
To an extent, I think they've had elephants standing on a ball, but I don't think they ever have actually pyramided elephants on top of a ball. That doesn't seem like something elephants can actually do.
If they did, they could be on Elephants Got Talent.
And then poor Dumbo trips on his ears and just knocks it all down.
And who has not had that moment in their life that they've had that feeling?
Where you feel like you just messed everything up and everybody hates you.
If you've ever been a server, ever worked in the food industry, I guarantee you feel you
know that feeling. Yeah. And so just when you think you can't get any worse, they make Dumbo a clown.
No, but I thought he was cute as a clown.
He was cute as a clown, but it's not where he wanted to be.
No.
And they were not nice to him then, even.
Poor thing.
They hit him with a plank of wood, knock him out of a building. It's just terrible. This poor little elephant's life is just sad.
Yeah, but then he gives them their comeuppance.
But they say it's based on a short story, and I want to know how many of these horrible things that happened to Dumbo in this movie are from the short story. And how many of them Disney created to give you this more emotional response to it?
Well, and I feel like we've already talked about that a little bit already, though, that he's taken concepts that were much darker, and he started making them a lighter, fluffier, you know, kind of a story. And yet they still feel so dark to us. Like, does this not sound like something we've got?
He tries to make very much the original... stories like the fairy tales were meant to prepare children for how dark the world was. And so Disney, I feel like, tries to make them a bit more palatable.
Well, yeah, because they said that Pinocchio was an awful person. He steps on Jiminy Cricket and kills him in the books.
Right.
And then Walt Disney was like, no.
No, that's a little too much. But then it wasn't too much to turn boys into donkeys. So, you know, a little give and take there, I guess. So I would be interested to see what Dumbo's original story arc was like.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Well, and I bet we're going to actually run into that, though, with an upcoming movie coming out in 2019, right?
Which I'm not excited about at all.
Yeah, you hate this idea.
I hate it.
I am absolutely excited as can be about this concept.
I mean, I'm an off and on fan of Tim Burton, who is directing this new Dumbo movie.
Yeah.
But I can already tell that it's another one of those Disney remakes where they feel like they need to expand and push and bring in people characters and stuff. Mm. And like we said, this whole movie was carried by a mute elephant.
Yeah.
And to expand it to be like this circus is now having financial troubles, and you know, like, who knows what kind of stuff they're gonna add to this. Oh, I'm just totally spitballing here, but it sounds like something that probably might happen,
right?
Like, oh, there's a circus that's in trouble, and you know,
right? Because
yada yada yada,
because you know that the new movie is going to be at least 2.5 hours long,
right?
Or I would just say 2 to 2.5, right? Somewhere in there, 2:15, right? And to take a 62-minute movie and turn it into that, they're going to have to double the length, which means they're going to have to... And then a lot of what's in that show, they're not going to be able to use it all anyway, so they're going to have to completely rewrite it. But it would be interesting if they do take that, the original concept of what the show was, mm-hmm. and use that as the starting point and then mix it in. I would love it if they do end up doing that. We'll see.
I'm not excited for it. And part of the reason that I'm not excited for it is that I already have an emotional response to this cartoon version of this baby elephant. When you have a super photorealistic baby elephant, I think it's going to give me even more issues. No. You know, it's already a heartbreaking little story for Dumbo.
Right.
I don't want to see a real life elephant go through it, you know, and obviously, you know, it's not real, but it's still super sad.
They are so good. I lose my fantasy. I fall into the fantasy so much that I do think they are real. Remember,
right.
Like when we left Winnie the Pooh, I was like, or, you know, Christopher Robin, I was like, I feel like they were real. No, he really was there.
Yeah. So we're going to skip over the super sad part. We all know that part.
Yeah.
Skip over it and go to the end here where they get Dumbo completely drunk.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He has this weird vision of pink elephants on parade, mm-hmm. and ends up in a tree. it's a jump in the story. Not really sure what the point was, but then you run into these controversial characters of the crows at the end of the movie.
Apparently,
people felt like they were a stereotypical representation of African Americans.
But they were cool.
And that's my thought. Like, obviously, I'm not black, so I have my opinion of it. But they were the only sympathetic characters to Dumbo in the whole movie.
Yeah, which is likable.
Yeah.
And they're cool.
And they're cool. And they put him on a path to change his life, right. You know? So I feel like it's a more positive thing.
Right.
But I'm also not African American to make that...
I wonder if that's the way people still feel about it, or if it was just a period of time that they were offended by it.
I feel like every time I've ever seen a video on YouTube that's like Disney's top 10 most offensive things they've ever done, the crows are always in there, for sure. So,
interesting.
You know, take what you will, you know, take it with a grain of salt. It was a product of its time and things like that.
Right.
But I choose to look at it as a more positive thing, personally. But like I said, I'm white, so it's not really for me to take positively or negatively.
Sure.
But, and the great news is, I don't know why
she
my watch keeps
racist,
talking
apparently.
To me while I'm doing this. fortunately for Disney, Dumbo makes money.
Yeah.
After not doing so well on the last few films. Which is great for Disney.
Yeah, it's an important thing when you're running a business, right?
Right? Making money is always a positive thing. But what's also interesting to me is that this happened right before Disney's artists all went on strike. Mm-hmm. And so it was the end of an era for Disney, I think, where instead of a happy animation studio, it was... suddenly plunged into a real business sort of situation.
How depressing is that?
It is a little sad.
Blah.
And apparently in the movie, when the clowns are singing, we're going to go hit the big boss for a raise, a lot of those clowns are caricatures of people that were on strike at Disney at the time.
Oh, wow. Which is so interesting. Until we reviewed the last one, I didn't even know that this was happening.
Right.
Right.
And another really interesting thing, Dumbo came out at a very... pivotal time for world history, and they were going to put Dumbo on the cover of Time magazine in 1941. And oddly enough, something superseded Dumbo, which was the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Oh wow.
So really, this I feel like this movie probably was jarring. It was at a time period that was jarring for everybody.
Right.
And so this story about this little elephant who's been downtrodden taking flight, literally, you know, I think was a positive message going into some really dark years for the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is interesting that it all happened at the same time.
Yeah.
Hmm. Moment in time, y'all.
So, final thoughts. What would you say about Dumbo? Yes? No?
Oh, score? Of course. Everybody says it, right? Yeah, everybody talks about Dumbo. It's definitely one of the, you know, one of the classic, and it's the reason it was still in Fantasmic for such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So people obviously love everything about it. You know, funny, nobody talks about the reluctant dragon. That didn't make it in.
Oh, someone's bitter.
No, not really. No. I'm just pointing out that, like, even when we were watching some of the behind the scenes footage and everything, that was never even talked about. Like, it wasn't even considered a movie really for them.
Right.
And I guess that's definitely true because they have their hands in a lot of different things, but there's a reason that Dumbo continues to be a classic for everybody. And the reason that we still draw pictures and still have, you know, have rides that we love. And characters. The first toy that we bought was Dumbo. It's probably here somewhere.
Right? Yeah, I have a Dumbo sitting here.
Right there. The whole time.
The whole time. It's definitely a must watch. For me, it's a must watch with tissues.
Right. You started out laughing.
No, like I said, I run the gamut of emotions in Dumbo. Yeah. And I have great childhood memories of it. And then, you know, it hits me right in the wrong place at, you know, the part where he finally gets to see his mom again.
But that is what Disney does in all of their movies.
Yeah.
It takes us on that emotional roller coaster.
And I think Dumbo was the beginning of that. Was the beginning of Dumbo, the beginning of Disney realizing that a cartoon can elicit huge emotions from an audience.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at things after this, we're coming up on Bambi, but then you jump ahead to The Lion King. And,
right.
You know, there are movies that elicit huge emotional reactions from us. And I feel like Dumbo was their first foray into, let's make people feel something.
Yeah. My oldest sister said that's how you know you go to it. You know that you've gone to a Disney movie is when you're crying and laughing at the same time in the credits. That's when you know you've been to a
Amen,
Disney movie.
Amen, right. Steve's sister. Right. So if you haven't seen Dumbo or just haven't seen it for a while, why not pick it up again and take a look at it? It's worth watching. If you're a big softy like me, bring your Kleenex, because you're going to need them.
And you'll go on a KC train ride.
And get on the KC train ride at Disneyland. We'll have to find out if they have one at Disney World, too.
Right.
But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.